Hello, and welcome to another edition of LEA's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our persons served, parents, and guardians in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to podcast@lea-academy.org. That's podcast@lea-academy.org. On today's edition of LEA's Our Voice, we return to Monroe's 20 and Below Boutique with our special guest, Susan D. Hutt. This is another LEA Monroe success story in itself, as Susan is responsible for all aspects in the founding of this great boutique. What's more, we will discuss how Susan made her vision a reality. Everything from store design, marketing, and the fine items that are available for purchase. Susan, welcome to Our Voice.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
We were looking forward to this. As we took our opening shots of the outside of the boutique and came on through, we looked at various things and we got to see three staff. We have staff Jessalyn and case coordinator Amy, along with our individual Chris, who is doing the clerical here at the store. And passing through, we took a look at some favorite items. This is a Susan D. Hutt favorite, and she's going to tell us about these wonderful luminaries.
Well, these are one of the products we picked here at the store. These are luminaries that can be used at dinner parties in different areas of your house, bedroom, bathrooms, when you have guests over. And when you're done using these, or you can leave them out all night and you forget, these candles here are activated by water. So when you take these out, they slowly, once they're not so wet, they will turn off. You can empty this here and it lays flat. You can put it back in your drawer. And when all set is done, you can go ahead and then add the candle again. So, there. Pop in. And you don't have to worry about a fire or if a child happens to get it or you trip and hit it. You don't have to worry about a candle at any time. So it's a nice piece to add to your home and great gifts.
They're a beautiful thing. As we took a panning shots of the store as we walked through, we did come around to the other side and we passed by an item that is one of Oprah's favorite things, Oprah Winfrey. It's called the hands-free W fan.
Yes. I didn't know it was her favorite thing till after we purchased it for the store. It was when she named it. I had already gotten it, but we had seen this at one of the events. And it's a great item to have. It's a fan that you put around your neck. The fan on both sides, they're adjustable. There are three speeds. It's a rechargeable. So when you're, you know, if you happen to be on a lawn tractor, you're outside raking leaves, you're planting flowers, you're cleaning out the garage.
So many things.
It's a great item to have.
My son has one. My wife has one.
We have two as well.
And also in that corner there, we have another Oprah favorite. It's a paint by numbers.
Yep, that was another one, and that's a fun item to have you doing with your mom, your sister, a child. It's a paint by number, and you'll see that it actually, once you frame it, it actually looks like you're a painter. So
I would need something like that to make
me
look
too.
Like a painter. Susan, your dream started here by taking what was called Expression Shop and turning it into this wonderful venue. How did this come about?
Well, it came about with the help of a team. It wasn't just me. We have behind us here Elizabeth Kellogg. She and I and a few other people talked about this, but then we kind of zeroed in, and it wasn't just me. It was both of us with our ideas, brought it both together and decided to try to open something up in Monroe that was unusual, that the Academy could have their consumers or individuals work at as well and be a part of.
And as you saw in the other podcast we did here, we interviewed River, who is one of the employees here. He loves this place. He loves to work here. He likes small shops. He's perfect for this. This venue is perfect for him. I remember the countless hours that you spent down here with your team with Elizabeth and putting this together. And now we reap the rewards of this, the way this store is laid out. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
What technology did you insist upon to make this venue possible, something we didn't have before?
Well, I think one of the most important things that we did bring here when it comes to technology is we partnered up with Square. So Square is what we use to do our point of sale. It keeps us organized with our merchandise. When the merchandise becomes low, setting it up properly will let you know that you need to reorder. At the end of the month, it gives you your sales, it gives you your highs, your lows, best time of the day you're selling products. People can leave feedback. It's kind of an all-in-one shop. So having the square, as well as it doing the books for us at the end of every month for your sales tax and your filings, it does it all for you. So it's really made us stronger as a store that we can keep track. We're ahead of the game.
And that helps with your inventory?
It helps with everything. It keeps everything organized, and we're all able to see it from wherever we're at. We can log in and see where we're at.
Did we develop more exclusively the use of like debit and credit cards here at this store as well?
I think we did. I think, if you go to most boutiques and stores nowadays, it's all based on, you know, whether or not they do have a Square account or something. But most of this is all based on people use this type of technology now.
Plus, the ability to also ship to people.
Absolutely. So along with Square is Weebly, which allows you to set up a website that is tied to the actual Square account. So it works with each other. So every time something is sold on the website, it's taken out of our inventory, again, letting us know. We can adjust prices there. We can do the labels and the scan codes that we put on our products as well. When it comes to, if you can see back here, it keeps track of everything. So it's a great system to have.
Fantastic.
If you have gift idea problems that need solving, go to 20 and Below Boutique. 20 and Below is a boutique and an employment opportunity for our individuals at the LEA Monroe program. Unique items, also available for shipping, are available for your purchase, which includes seasonal items. 20 and Below is located at 106 East 1st Street, Monroe, Michigan, 48161. Their phone number, 734-349-8150. To ship an order, just access www.20andbelow.store/. That's www.20andbelow.store/.
Now, you mentioned the team putting this together. You mentioned Elizabeth and yourself, but also your daughter, Caitlin, with design expertise. Tell us about her contribution to this.
After graduating from Center for Creative Studies, she ended up coming here and giving us a hand while she works at Hunter and Roberts. So she came here and kind of helped me set everything up. We painted, we hung, we sewed every drape in here, every curtain. Everything that you see here is pretty much out of a labor of love, or we reused, we recycled, repainted, and sanded, and made it what it is today. But it was Katie's vision and what you see here today.
What a vision.
Very talented girl.
Yes, indeed. Now, you were instrumental in developing the design and the products of the favorite items featured here at 20 and Below. How did you start? What did you do?
I think part of it is what you feel inside. I mean, you have to have some kind of a talent. And then the other part is just having a team and listening and hearing everybody's opinions and a lot of due diligence, a lot of reading. You know, you have to kind of see what's out there and see what works. It's been a hit and miss as well. You know, it's not always perfect to start with.
So a lot of brainstorming to find the ones that you chose, the ones that you picked, the ones that would fit best.
The ones that fit best. And we also wanted it to be a little bit different than anything else. Everything you see in here is something that you really cannot find in your local retail store. This is something a little bit different, a little bit more unique.
Can you tell us a little bit about seasonal and the items that you may pull in for Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that?
What we chose to do was we do have a couple of seasonal items, but what we tried to do was do more where we had gifts here, unique gifts that you could buy for a particular season. So if a Mother's Day comes around, we have things that are for mothers and Father's Day. And if you have a newborn, we have a few gifts. We tried to add a few things, but when it comes to seasonal, we've kind of kept it probably on the smaller side because if you look at the size of the store, besides going underneath here, we keep all of our storage bins underneath it. There's not a lot of storage space. So by keeping things, if you do seasonal, it's hard to get those things in and out, and where do you store them in the meantime? So we tried to keep this more of a 365-day, you can come in and find something any season.
Beautiful. Your talent for marketing, obviously, is shown here when it comes to this venue. How was your marketing plan developed?
Again, it was a lot of due diligence and reading and just putting a business plan together and sticking with it. Like I said, the first year, it has been a great success here. It is from the day we opened. I think it's an unusual, unique store for everybody here in Monroe.
Well, as people will see, you know, on this podcast in particular, there were buyers amongst us.
There have been. I think there's one with us now.
You know, the camera was running, and they're coming to the door. I'm pulling them in.
I'm telling you, it's a great. And you know, this is something too, Mike. That it's this vision doesn't stop here in Monroe. This store was started here in Monroe. But we're hoping, you know, down the road that not just the Life Enrichment Academy, but, you know, many of our organizations in different cities will have a 20 and below store, something that they can go to as well, that our individuals can be a part of the growth of these stores.
That is fantastic. Plus, the opportunity you're giving to the individuals that go to the Life Enrichment Academy of Monroe that are out, like people like Chris that we saw today.
It allows them to learn the business and the retail and starting a store and having input and what can we sell here and what do you think works. It makes all of us work together
plus stocking the store, things of that nature.
Absolutely.
Plus being just greeting somebody when they come through the door. I think that was one of River's favorite things, just to say hi to somebody coming in here and making them feel at home.
It does. And then you got that nice bench out there so you can sit and...
Well, it's all
and ponder and look in your bag of goodies once you leave.
It's all about ambiance.
It is.
Listen, there you have it, folks. An inside look at the founding ideas beside this unique boutique. Susan, I can't thank you enough for being our guest here today and spending time sharing your success story and your team's success story regarding the 20 and below
story. It's our success, all of us.
Amen. You have done an incredible job here, and I wish you continued success in the future.
Thank you.
Many sales out of this unique store.
And we just have to remember, you can go to 20andbelow.store.
20andbelow.store? She's thinking about the email address.
No.
We'll put that in there. That's it for today's edition of Ali Azar Voice. Until next time, take care.